Welcome to this beginner Ableton Live 12 lesson on making a dark side fill resample using only stock devices for jungle and old school drum and bass vibes. In this lesson, we're going to take a simple drum loop or break, chop out a short fill, resample it into audio, and then shape it into something gritty, tense, and very DNB. The goal is not to make a giant flashy drum edit. The goal is to make a small moment that pushes your track forward and makes the next section hit harder. In drum and bass, fills are part of the phrasing. They're not just decoration. A good fill says, something is changing here. That could mean a drop is coming, a bassline is about to switch, or a new 8-bar phrase is starting. In jungle and darker DNB, those fills often feel chopped, rough, and energetic, because they come from break manipulation, resampling, and small automation moves rather than super polished programming. Let's get into it. First, start with a simple DNB drum loop or break. If you already have a basic groove, use that. If not, make something simple and loopable. A classic starting point is kick on 1 and maybe the end of 3, snare on 2 and 4, and some light hats or ghost hits in between. Keep it short. We are not building the whole drum arrangement yet. We are just creating source material for a fill. A good way to think about this is an 8-bar phrasing. Maybe bars 1 to 4 are your main groove. Bars 5 and 6 get a little busier, and bars 7 and 8 become your fill in transition. That kind of shape is very common in DNB because it gives the listener enough repetition to lock in, then enough variation to keep things moving. Now listen through your loop and find one bar that has a little tension in it. You might hear a snare hit, a ghost note, a hat rush, or some break accent that feels like it wants to become something more. For beginners, a great move is to duplicate the last bar of a loop and then edit only that bar into a fill. You are not trying to reinvent the whole break. You are just creating a moment of variation. Next, chop that bar into a new rhythmic shape. You can do this manually in Ableton by splitting the clip and moving slices around. Keep it simple at first. Try shapes like snare, ghost hit, snare, or kick, hat, snare. Then a bit of empty space, or two quick break slices followed by a longer tail. You can even create a snare flam feel by placing two hits very close together. The important thing is to leave some silence. In dark DNB, negative space makes the hits feel bigger. If you want more of a jungle feel, don't make every slice perfectly gridlocked. Tiny timing imperfections can actually make the fill feel more alive and more authentic. This is one of those cases where a little looseness is a good thing. Now we resample. Create a new audio track. Set its input to resampling or route audio from your drum track. Arm it and record the chopped fill for one or two bars. This is a key step because it turns your clip-based idea into audio. Once it's recorded, consolidate that section so it becomes one clean audio clip. That makes it easier to edit, repeat, and process. And here's the cool part. Resampling gives you freedom. You're no longer just arranging drum hits. You're sculpting a recorded moment. That means you can warp it, cut it, saturate it, filter it, and really shape the vibe. Now let's process the resampled fill with stock Ableton devices. A simple chain could be EQ8, saturator, auto filter, utility, and optionally drum boss or redux if you want extra texture. Start with EQ8. If the fill is clashing with the sub, high pass it somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If the top end feels too fizzy or harsh, make a small cut around 6 to 10 kHz. Keep the move subtle. We want control, not surgery. Next, add saturator. Try a drive of around 2 to 6 dB and use soft clip if needed. The goal here is not just loudness. It's density. Saturation helps the fill feel more glued together and a bit more aggressive. Then use auto filter. A low pass somewhere around 8 to 14 kHz can darken the sound nicely. You can automate the cutoff so the fill opens slightly at the end, which creates a nice little tension rise. A gentle resonance, somewhere around 0.2 to 0.4, can add just enough edge without getting too squelchy. After that, use utility. If the fill is competing with the bass or getting too wide, narrow the stereo width or even collapse it to mono. You can also use the gain control here to balance the fill without pushing your master too hard. If you want a little more grime, you can add drum bus or redux. Drum bus can add some drive and maybe a touch of boom if it helps the impact. Redux can give you a more broken, digital, old-school texture. Just use it lightly. We want grit, not a destroyed mess. Now let's add a little tension with pitch or timing variation. This is where the fill starts to feel like a proper arrangement move. You could lower the pitch of the last hit by 2 to 5 semitones. You could shorten one slice, so the rhythm feels like it's accelerating. Or you could nudge a slice slightly earlier to create a tiny reverse pull effect. Even one small pitch dip on the final hit can make the fill feel much darker and more dramatic. This works especially well in drum and bass, because tension often comes from small destabilizing changes right before a phrase shift. You do not always need a huge riser. Sometimes a filter close, a pitch drop, and a chop drum phrase are enough. Now automate just one or two controls. For a beginner workflow, less is more. A really effective combo is auto filter cutoff and saturator drive, or auto filter cutoff and utility gain. For example, you might have the filter slowly closing over the fill, then on the final beat the drive increases slightly, and then the last hit drops and gain just a touch so the next downbeat can land harder. That kind of movement feels musical and intentional. It's not about automating every knob. It's about making a few well-chosen changes that tell the listener a new section is coming. Now place the fill into a real arrangement. A simple example could be this. Bars 1 to 8 are your main groove and bass loop. Bars 9 to 12 add a little variation, then bar 13 is your fill resample, and bar 14 drops back into the main groove or introduces a bass switch. That's a very usable D&B structure. You can also place the fill before a new bassline pattern, before a snare roll into the drop, or at the end of a 16-bar section as a transition into the outro. The fill should support the arrangement. It should not steal the whole moment. In good D&B, the fill is part of the larger groove architecture. Now do a quick low-end check. This is important. Dark fills can sound amazing on their own and then wreck the mix by stepping on the sub. If needed, high-pass the fill, keep the sub on a separate track, and use utility to keep low-end elements centered and clean. If there's a kick or low tom in the fill and it clashes with the bass, remove that slice or shift the fill so it lands between important bass notes. That's especially important in drum and bass because the relationship between drums and bass is everything. The fill should increase excitement, not blur the groove. Now listen to the fill in context. Ask yourself, does it create tension before the next phrase? Does it feel like old-school jungle energy? Does it leave enough space for the drop or bass switch? If something feels off, make just one or two small edits. Trim the tail, shift one hit, soften the filter, add a little more saturation. Small changes go a long way here. A really useful trick is to make two versions of the same fill. Make one safe version that works smoothly in the arrangement, and one wild version that has a little more attitude. For example, version A could be darker and shorter, while version B is slightly brighter and more open. That gives you options and keeps the track from feeling copy-paste. A few coached notes before we wrap up. Think in energy curves, not just fills. A good resampled fill should feel like a quick spike in tension, then a release into the next phrase. Use the fill to answer the groove rather than fight it. And don't overclean the audio. In jungle and old school D&B, rough edges can be part of the character. Tiny clicks, clip tails, or slightly uneven slices can actually help. Also, audition the fill against the bass alone. If it works with just drums and bass, it'll usually work in the full mix. And always leave enough headroom before resampling, so your recorded fill has room to breathe and can be processed without sounding smashed too early. Here's a quick challenge you can try after the lesson. Create three different resampled fills from the same drum source. Make one dark and tight, one broken and aggressive, and one old school and roomy. Then place each one before a different section change, and compare which one creates the strongest transition. All of them should use only stock Ableton devices, and only one extra processing move beyond the original idea. That forces you to focus on arrangement and taste, not endless tweaking. So the big takeaway is this. In D&B, the best fills are often small, chopped, and resampled into something with attitude. That's how you get that dark side jungle energy without overcomplicating the track. Try it now. Keep it short. Keep it gritty. And let the fill do its job.